Matt, like, well, yeah, like, I might, like, interject a couple things, and, you know, once you're done with your thing, I can take over if it doesn't take too long, but,
yeah. Yeah, well, I realized I have things that happen before and after the last session.
Yeah, what?
Because the last session happens right in the middle of the week.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know what happens, I want you to wrap up that plot that you were going with, because I'm really interested in what's
Yeah, I know,
going
that's
on.
The stuff that happens before last session, and then the stuff that happens after last session is something else.
Yeah.
Now, are we considering that dream to have, like, just happened?
We could, I don't know. You guys said you were just going to go and finish this thing up after school one day. You never said which day.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I just want to know where in the timeline we are right now. Did that dream happen?
Sure.
No.
Yeah. It's
no.
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 It'd be much easier to have the dream have happened than have to have the dream happen halfway through the session.
Okay.
Having the dream was all a dream.
Yeah. And then what?
Super dream.
Confused right now.
I just didn't want it to be like I just didn't want to clump too much stuff into one day.
This is happening a couple days later.
Okay,
the dream happens a couple days after the session that preceded it, and then this happens like a day or so later.
Draw me a chart.
So in the fourth track, the Zyborn clock is sent back to the first track.
God damn it.
Wait, but what if four clock balls at the end of
Charlie,
the cliff?
Charlie.
All right, so what were you saying, Nate?
I was saying that if that's the case, then yeah, totally fine. My only concern was
That we spent six sessions on a weekend.
Yeah, I didn't want that to be the case.
Yeah, I understand totally.
Which is why I put that. I said you could put that wherever.
And it's actually really convenient because you guys said you were just gonna skip school the next day.
We did. That's true.
Yeah, George would be down for that.
All right.
Yeah,
As a courtesy for myself later when I'm editing this, can you guys just like be silent for like 5 seconds with your mics on so I can just go through and find the noise frequency?
Sure.
All right.
You too, Kevin.
All right, cool. What? Oh, and now Hannah's back.
Kevin wonders what program you use.
Audacity. I use Levelator to do the sound leveling, and I use Audacity for everything else.
All the work I've done with Mac.
I cannot hear anything that Kevin's saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm using a less sensitive mic.
Yeah, you're using your headset mic.
Yeah, I'm using less sensitive mic so it doesn't pick up the heater.
It's fine. It's not that.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I can plug in the other mic if you want me to.
No, it's fine.
And also, Sean, it's because I realized I should have done 20 sessions ago is that. Because I keep having to try and find this like half second where it's silent except for this noise, so I can go through and find the noise profile.
And like before the game starts, though, I might like do a minor thing, but that's an easy thing. It's mostly just a question.
Okay. Okay. We're about to get down to business here.
Really?
In fact, we've been getting down to business for like minutes now.
To defeat the Huns.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Osman.
I'm sorry, I had to put that on.
I know, yeah. I was expecting
to defeat it if you did.
It's in the contract.
I know, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so you're gonna hate yourself for taking this long to actually get to this part, to get to the meat of the recording. So I apologize for that.